It's apple season in western North Carolina. Hand-painted road signs boast cider donuts and homemade pies. The beloved seasonal fruit is picked by thousands of migrant farm workers. But with the pandemic, advocates want the government to provide safer living and working conditions for the at-risk population. Down a dusty gravel road in Polk County, a rustic cabin sits facing an apple orchard. After each 12-hour workday, six men kick off their muddy boots and unstrap their picking buckets and leave them here on the porch before going in for the night. 30-year-old Franco Manuel is from Querétaro, just outside of Mexico City. Manuel says he and the others couldn't afford to go to college back home.
And here, for us, we make more than a professional would make back home. Here, there's more opportunity.
They make about $13 for each wooden crate they fill. Their wages vary day to day, depending on how high they have to climb for fruit. I ask Manuel if he craves apples after working such a long day. He laughs.
No. Maybe back in Mexico we'd fancy an apple. But when you get here and you see it all, no, you lose your appetite.
Manuel says after a day in the orchard, he and his housemates just want to relax. They cook dinner together and quickly fall asleep. It's in those off hours when they're not in the field that have migrant health outreach workers particularly concerned. Jackie Antiveros is with the nonprofit Blue Ridge Health that serves migrant workers in nine counties, including Henderson, which she says faces a shortage of affordable housing.
And if farmers can't find more housing for their workers, then they're all forced to be crammed, 16 guys in one small trailer.
Antiveros says if more resources were provided to growers to offer more spread out living spaces during the pandemic, the situation would be vastly different.
There's just like so many different factors that affect the farm workers' health, such as like breathing in pesticides, just being around dirt all the time. So you don't know if you're coughing because of the pesticides that you just breathed in or because you have COVID. And so many of them just don't reach out until they're so sick.
With about 150 orchards, neighboring Henderson County is the state's leading producer of apples. It also has about 2,000 coronavirus cases. A third of them are Latinos. It's not clear how many COVID cases in Henderson or other western North Carolina counties are among migrant workers because health departments don't share information about employment. Advocates are pressing the state to make that data available. The majority of hired hands to pick the signature fruit are migrant workers, either undocumented or on temporary H-2A visas. Those applicants had to test negative for coronavirus before being allowed to cross the border.
And we're talking about people who are here under a government program.
Larissa Garzon is the executive director of the Episcopal Farmworker Ministry, which advocates for policies to better protect the state's estimated 150,000 farm workers.
The least that we can do if we're going to invite them to North Carolina to work in the fields is to provide them with the dignified and safe conditions to work and live under.
Garzon and other advocates are pressing state lawmakers for more money to ensure things like adequate housing and health services.
They're part of our society. They're part of our community. They're contributing just like you are. If their well-being is assured, the well-being of all of us will be assured.
At the log cabin in Polk County, Franco Manuel and his fellow apple pickers are doing their best to stay safe from COVID-19 for the remaining weeks in their temporary home. But that's just one concern. After a long day in the orchard, their bodies ache. So Blue Ridge Health taught the crew new stretches for their backs and shoulders they can begin now and continue after they've returned to their homes in Mexico. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.